WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can eat 50 eggs.
How much time, Luke?
Nobody can eat 50 eggs.
How much
you
time?
You just said he could eat anything.
You ever eat 50 eggs?
Nobody ever eat 50 eggs.
Hey, Babalugach, we got a bet here.
My boy says he can eat 50 eggs, he can eat 50 eggs.
Yeah, but how long?
The hour.
Well, I believe I'll take part of that wager.
No. $2, right? You got to wait to call.
Oh, come on now. Let's talk some money.
All right, $20. Anything.
Like
Syndicate will cover any kind of bet you want to make. Go get some paper.
The drag. 50 eggs got to weigh a good 6 pounds.
Man's gut can't hold that. They'll swell up and bust them open.
They're going to kill him.
Oh, yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Idiots. Because they choose to be. Don and Mike.
I want to remind you to go to our website. It's a great website. It's a wonderful place to visit. It is, I believe, open almost the full 24 hours now, right?
Yeah, we're going to be open all weekend.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Check out the Photoshop. That's my favorite part of it. And also some lovely things to associate yourself with the show a little bit more.
That's my favorite part.
It's like a freaking amusement park.
Yes, Rob Spiewak, thy name is Retail. We've got Buzz in the News coming up shortly. Uh-huh. But right now, very interesting dynamic here. We normally don't do this at this particular time, but it's Friday Joe.
Yeah.
And we're just a couple of minutes away from what I like to call on this radio show, kooky time.
Uh-huh. Friday Joe, it's like fishing with a tangled line. You never know what you're going to get.
And as far as the callers go, normally it has been my experience that in the 6 o'clock hour on a Friday, you get the calls from people who may not have firmed up their plans for the weekend.
Lonely
yet.
People.
And Joe, what lunar cycle are we in? You were complaining about that earlier.
I think the full moon is Tuesday next week, Tuesday or Wednesday.
And you're already starting to feel that on the phones?
Yes, I am.
So we'll be close enough, but we have the 10 minutes on the clock. You have it there, Rob.
Ready when the first call comes in.
$100 if you are able to make Mr. Joe Artiger laugh. I would tell you, I would think this was the best day of any day during the week to do this with Joe. Mm-hmm.
I disagree. I think Sunday night at about 10 p.m.
Yeah,
I've gotten that call before.
When he's happy.
Oh, he is, too.
When send you my show ideas that are
right.
Hysterical.
All right.
I've got an idea for a game.
Okay, did I just shut the screen off? Hold on, I just screwed things up.
I just probably pushed the button.
Very good. There. Okay, we are ready to go. Put 10 minutes on the clock, Rob.
Got it.
Make Joe Artiger laugh, and you, sir, are the first person. Go, make Joe laugh.
Hello?
Yes, it's you.
It's
go.
Lady.
Let's get it started.
I have to tell you this story. I'm a nurse, and I used to work in the emergency room, and one of the ERs I worked in had a very tough British physician. He stood up and said, "Burning the candle at both ends, dearie."
I'm terribly sorry. You are not a winner. Hello. Make Joe Artiger
laugh. I like
the laugh.
Missionary physician.
Hey, Joe. What's up?
Joe, he's speaking to you.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Lone Ranger and Tonto are in the wilderness fighting Indians. You know, they just got off a big, long day of killing Indians. And
excuse me, sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. We do have the buzzer, right?
We do.
Yeah, occasionally we might need it. Like, maybe right now.
No.
Sorry, sir.
Oh,
thank you very
sad.
Much.
They
Appreciate
were in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Free Canadian hunters.
Maybe Joe will.
And the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Yes, Joe will make himself laugh.
He always does.
He does indeed. Hello, make Joe Artiger laugh.
Hello?
Hello.
This is a 1,200-pound man. Oh, okay.
Rob, be
careful.
I think
I dropped my phone in the skin puddle.
Nope, not working for him, sir.
Work on Joe.
Terribly sorry.
Rob
I like the
it.
Concept.
Yes. Rob got it. You got to chuckle out of Rob. He's an easy mark, though.
Right.
Oh, no.
I know him well.
Any 1,200-pound man joke.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Joe laugh.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello.
Joe.
What?
I got a fortune cookie the other day from a Chinese restaurant, and it said, "He who fops in church sits in own pew."
Not working, sir. Terribly
wow.
sorry. Hello. Make Joe laugh.
It's one of Julia's jokes.
You're next.
What is the last thing that goes through a bug's mind when it hits the window?
A butt?
No, I don't think
was
so.
Was it the F word again?
No,
no I think
no.
it was the A-H word.
Oh, okay. All right. Hello. Make Joe Artiger laugh.
Joe, what do you call a female Mexican midget?
Everybody knows that.
Oh, I know that one. All right. And I don't think, can we?
Best not. Let's
best not, yes.
Next call.
Yeah, if you want to know that, come to Joe's house this week and he'll tell you the whole thing. Donna Mike Show, Make Joe Laugh. Go ahead.
It's a Mexican amputee, by the way.
Yeah, that's it.
Get it right.
Hello, Mr. Andrew. How's it going?
Just fine. How are you?
Have you ever smelled mothballs?
Yes.
Well, how do you get their tiny legs apart, pervert?
Oh, God. Oh, please help us.
I stepped in that one, and I knew.
$100 on the line if you can successfully make Joe laugh. You're next. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Joe, hey, why do women pierce their navel?
Don't know.
Now, wait, Joe, we have to give you the same rule that John Norman has. I don't know. Why do women pinch their
I don't know. Why do
they have
women?
They have a place to hang the air.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hello, Donna
Seven
Mike Show.
7 minutes.
Make Joe Artinger laugh, please.
Yo, Joe.
Yo.
How do you please two women at the same time?
I don't know. How do you please two women at the same time?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Oh, that was a fake laugh by me.
It was.
You could tell, couldn't you?
It's all about time.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Make Joe laugh.
I can never tell.
Thank you.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you anyway?
I'm doing good. Hey, Joe, why do Sicilians not like Jehovah's Witnesses?
I don't know. Why don't Sicilians like Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yeah, I like that. Thank
you. They don't like any witnesses.
Oh, God. Help! Make Joe laugh. You're next.
Okay.
Okay, a lady.
With a great phone.
It's a lady with a humming phone. What's the matter with your phone?
It's probably the storm that's going on right now.
No,
I don't think so.
Oh, really? Can you hear me?
No, we can hear you, but we hear that.
I think the signal's being interfered by your stupidity.
Oh, now, Joe, that's not nice at all.
No.
It's not necessary. Please apologize to the lady.
That's
please.
Right.
He's not going to.
Joe
is not going to apologize. Please. All right, what's your Joe to make? What's your joke
make
to make Joe
laugh?
Up?
My joke.
Thank you, Buzz. I fell asleep momentarily.
All right, there's this drunk guy driving down the road. All right, actually, he's walking down the road. Sorry, I'm blonde. And he's got 1 foot on the curb and 1 foot off the curb. And this cop pulls up. And the cop's like, God, you're drunk. And he said, oh, thank God, I thought I was crippled.
Oh. Thank you, sweetie.
So it's a drunk and a crippled joke.
Yeah.
Next call.
You're not laughing, though.
Make Joe laugh.
Hello, make Joe laugh. Go ahead. It's all right, Buzz. I'm not gonna drift off 100% here. Go ahead, make Joe laugh.
Stay with us, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
What does Joe say to a girl when she's taking too long to get into bed?
Do you want to start that over, sir? Do you want to just really like take
hello,
a deep
breath? I don't know what Joe say. Jump up a bit. Hold on, everybody. Hold on, sir. Sir,
wait.
Sir,
stop.
Sir, wait.
Stop.
5 minutes.
Thank you. Now start your joke again, please. Go ahead.
What does Joe say to a girl that's taking too long to get into bed?
What?
Forget it. I'm halfway home.
I kind of jumped.
You like
that? Well, because it's so personal for me.
Right.
But you know, it really
is. The guy
is.
Gets a little bit of credit for actually creating something.
Absolutely.
Send it back to the writer. Shine it up.
Thanks for the editorial comment. Make Joe laugh. Go ahead.
Anytime, Mike.
Hey, Joe, what do you call Mexican midget?
No, we've done that one before. That's terrible.
It's America's favorite joke.
That's horrible.
A Sacramentan. Make Joe laugh. You're on the air.
Yeah. Joe, what do you get when you combine a donkey and an onion?
You get a radio.
Turn down his radio before he calls.
It's turned up too loud. Uh-oh.
Donkey and an onion, that would be.
Hey, Joe, fix this, please. Fix your callers. I did something here.
Oh, it's a calculator.
I just did that. There. That's what I thought I did.
That would be the farmer junkie.
All right. Here we go. All right. Line number 5. Make Joe laugh. It's going swimmingly so far. I'm feeling lucky today. I think we're going to get a winner. Go ahead. You're next.
Sure, boy. Joe, Rockville, Maryland. Why do you favor stroking?
Oh, God. Well, now they're going to. Now's when usually about the halfway mark we get into the creative
endeavors. That was like a painter joke, right?
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Make Joe laugh.
Yes. What's the worst part of Helen Keller driving?
I don't know. What's the worst part of Helen Keller driving?
She's a woman.
Oh, heard it before. I thought I had.
Yeah.
Make Joe laugh. You're on the Donna Mike Show. Hold on. Let me try this one again.
Left
oh, I
speechless.
Did that again. Let me press that. I'm pressing it. You know what I'm doing? I'm pressing it too hard.
Now, will this count against the time?
No? Yes, it will.
Yeah, when I'm fumbling around with the...
the host is fumbling.
I have to go back up. I apologize to lines 8, 9, and 10, but I have to go up to the top again.
That's fine.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Make Joe laugh. 7, 8.
Yes. What do you get when you cross a rooster and an owl, Joe?
I don't know. What do you get when you're...
Can we even say that?
No.
Oh, God. All right. Well, it wasn't funny anyway. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Make Joe laugh.
Joe, how do you know when you've been to your first gay picnic?
How do you know when you've been to your first gay picnic?
When all the hot dogs, Polish hot links.
Oh, I've heard that one. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're next.
We should have seen that coming.
Right. All the hot dogs taste like, right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
gay picnic hot dogs.
Make Joe laugh. That made me laugh. Make
that's
Joe
what
laugh.
We're having for dinner tonight.
Yes,
gay
that's
picnic hot dogs.
That's right.
Hebrew Nationals gay picnic hot dogs.
I think I saw one in the clouds outside.
Did you say 2 minutes? I didn't hear you, Rob.
2 minutes!
You're next. Make Joe laugh. Donna Mike Show. Go ahead. Oh,
this works. Hey, guys. A woman walks into the doctor's office and she says, "Doctor, I can't see a thing." He says, "Really?" She says, holds up the pencil. He says, "Can you see this?" She squints at it. "No, I can't see that." He says, "Can you see that sign on the wall?" She looks. "No, I can't see that." So he goes, walks across the room and says, "Okay, take your clothes off and we're going to do an exam." She thought it was kind of funny, but she went ahead. He pulls off his
time
pants.
Factor. I'm sorry. Too long a joke. I sincerely apologize, but not really. Hello, you're next. Don and Mike Show. Make Joe laugh.
Joe Ardinger.
Yes.
What is the difference between a whore and an onion?
What's the difference between a whore and an onion?
Onion joke.
You don't cry when you cut a whore.
Oh.
Rob, don't laugh at that, you sick bastard.
He just made Rob laugh.
Rob Spiewak, cutting a woman.
No.
Laughing his ass
no,
off.
No, not funny. Not
sick.
Yeah. Never
we would have given away about $400 at this point with
he,
Rob.
He
love
be.
The onion jokes.
He ought to be in prison. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Make Joe laugh.
One
go.
Minute.
Hey, Joe.
1 minute. Last minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy Source. He's driving, taking a load, heading towards you guys. He's hauling a load of bowling balls, and he's just driving down the highway. And lo and behold, he sees Montgomery on the side of the road with his broken down 10-speed. He says, "Montgomery, what's wrong?" Montgomery says, "Oh, I got a flat tire. I can't get to work." So Jimmy says, "Well, throw the bike in the back, and I'll give you a ride to the station. You see, I ain't got enough room here in the cab with my dog and my wife." So Montgomery throws
say
his bike.
Say the word, Rob.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. The time factor, you
30
know.
30 seconds.
Got things to do, places to see.
And
it's
I
a
was
weekend.
Interested.
I know.
I mean, we got to.
Yeah, just got to cut him off at
time
a certain
waits
point.
For no
we're winding down here. Donna Mike Show, Make Joe laugh.
Joe.
Yes.
I was in Mike's restaurant last week. And I took a fat
that's good.
Dump.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, sir. I hope you had a good time there, and we always appreciate the business. Donna Mike Show, Make Joe laugh.
Okay, go.
Well, yeah.
That made me laugh.
Hello?
It didn't make Joe laugh, but
no.
It made me laugh. Okay, go. I love that. Yeah. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Mike.
I'm sorry. I'm getting goofy
look,
tired
now. Gotten silly.
Hello, Donna Mike Show, Make Joe
hello.
Laugh. Hello.
My pet lobster. Can you guess his name?
What was that? Did you hear that? Did he break up? What happened?
I think
hello, this is my pet lobster. Can you guess his name?
What is your pet lobster's name?
His name is Buck. What do you think of that?
Horrible. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Make Joe laugh.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Oh! You're the last caller, sir, on Make Joe
okay.
laugh. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe, listen. Do you know what a vegan is?
Yes, I do.
Do you know what the vegan did when she got flowers and chocolates from her boyfriend at Valentine's?
No, what did the vegan do when she got chocolates and
flowers?
She put the chocolates on display and ate the flowers.
Now, hold on. This is the last call on Make Us. What the hell was that? Did you make that up? Did you screw it up? What happened?
You don't understand what vegan
no.
did.
Yes, they're vegetarians. Is that why she ate the flowers?
She's a vegan. She
not funny. Not
sir.
Funny.
Lack of sir, are you still there?
No, he's gone. I dumped him, Joe. He's out there.
I was going to say, take your steering wheel and steer it tightly to the left.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the support. Well, that's it for Make Us Joe. Do you want to do one?
Make Us Joe.
Make Us Joe.
Make Us Joe.
I'm so sorry. Do you want to try one more? And you know, Don does this all the time. I'm feeling very, very frisky right now.
What are you thinking, Mike?
I'm thinking we're going to take one call. And do you know what I'm going to put on the line?
What's that?
Previous people had a chance to win $100.
Yes.
Right now.
What?
$110.
Wow, you madman.
You're crazy.
Hey, look, guys.
$110.
Serious money, Mr. Powers.
Now let's see what happens.
This is exciting, isn't it?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hey, Joe. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The Interrupting Spiewak.
The Interrupting Spiewak.
Oh, I'm so terribly sorry. Joe, I really hope this is not going to ruin your weekend.
Of course not.
But we did not have a winner on Make Us Laugh.
Oh, I'm heartbroken.
Well, you can
let me check my pockets for care.
All right, go back to your...
no care.
Go back to your cubicle, Joe. Thank you very much.
Don't forget.
Everybody. This is the news.
Vic is a dick.
Thank you. Thanks, Joe. Thank you for that. That's part-time contributor Joe Ardinger on the Don and Mike Show.
Part-time?
Part-time.
Make a hard laugh.
Well, I'm talking about when he's here intellectually.
Absolutely.
You know?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, Mr. Burbank. Hi. You've got news for us, don't you?
Oh, I have lots of it.
And you don't have anything that's going to make Joe laugh?
Impossibly.
Oh, very good. All right. We'll do that during the break.
He doesn't win the money.
He doesn't win any money. We'll be right back with the news on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.